Republic Yemeni number one.
There it is. What the fuck is up, y'all? How's everybody doing? I hope your week was good, like my week was. I am very ill-prepared for this podcast, but I am still here. What is cracking, everybody? I look less puffy right now because I've been, like, eating less sodium and getting better sleep and being less stressed, and I like my face today. My face doesn't look puffy. It's really funny how gross you look when you're puffy, man. I hate having a puffy fucking face. Man, how's everybody doing? Chime in the chat. If y'all are listening for the first time, I am Mike Eshak, a.k.a. Mike from Detroit, a.k.a. Public Yemeni number one. If you're listening on the podcast and not watching it, be sure to follow me at mikefromdetroit.com. You can find all my social media links right there at the top. As I am being shadow banned on Instagram, and hopefully I'll be back June 15th. Apparently I'm in prison, and in algorithm prison, you know. It's just really, really funny how we've gotten to a point in this world right now where, you know, I really thought that, like, back in the day, that as we progressed into the future, there'd be more freedom of speech. We'd be able to say whatever we wanted, you know, terrible things or whatever. And everyone would be smart enough to understand context. That just doesn't seem to be the case anymore. It seems like right now, you know, we're supposed to have freedom of speech in America, but then we also have freedom of private companies doing what they want. And, well, they have the freedom to say that someone like me doesn't deserve an audience because of whatever. And, yeah, so, like, for example, I'm going to open up my phone right now, and I'm going to show you guys how it is that Instagram decided to ban me. Now, a lot of people say that you can't prove a shadow ban, but it's easy to see that I'm being shadow banned because I'll post a video on TikTok. The video will blow up, get 40, 50,000 views. Then I post that video on Instagram and it only gets maybe 1,000 views. And then when I look at the insights, it's only showing the video to people who are already following me. So it's purposely not sending my clips out to anybody else. It's like on purpose, making sure that my clips don't get out to anybody else on Instagram. So I tested it out because another comic was like, hey, you know what you can do is when you post a reel, you have the option of having the reel also be posted as a thumbnail on your regular feed. And he said that if you choose to not have it on the regular feed, it will not be shown to your followers. Instead, it will be shown to other people who don't follow you. So I tried doing that. And when I did do that, the same video that I posted on Instagram, on TikTok, you know, that got thousands of views, got 30 views. So, like, it proves that the algorithm in and of itself is forcibly trying to make sure that my shit doesn't get out there. So, if you are out there following me, again, go to mikefromdetroit.com. That's how you find me on Instagram. Because right now, if you search for me on Instagram and you're not following me, I am not going to come up until you type in the very last T in Detroit, which is some fucking bullshit. But we'll see. We shall see if they think that I'm worthy enough to be shared amongst the people. So, for example, here it is. I'm going to go account status. Here we go. Now, I don't know if you guys can see this. I'm going to try to put it on the camera. It's right here. It says, your story was removed. Okay. And then right in the bottom, it says, we remove photos or videos of extreme graphic violence, posts that encourage violence or attacks on anyone based on their religion, ethnic, or sexual. Oh, tap that again. Well, you can see that sexual background, specific threats of physical harm, theft, vandalism, or financial harm. Okay, so now it says that the story was removed, right? Now you're probably thinking, like, man, what got you shadow banned, D-Shack? Like, how did your story get removed? What was the story? Well, check this out. Check this out. It's a meme, and it's got a picture of Pablo Escobar with his son taking a picture in front of the White House. And the meme says, Pablo Escobar taking a picture in front of the White House whilst being a wanted crime lord is the level of fucks I aspire not to give. Apparently, I don't know if somebody like reported me, or it's just some motherfucker in Instagram that's just like, I don't like this guy, and I'm just going to have to choose something that I think is. So what? Do they think that I'm a communist now? And even if I was a communist, well, you can't be a communist now. I thought we had freedom of speech. We have communists in this country vocally saying what they have to say. I don't fucking listen to them, but they're out there. And apparently, that's it. That's all it takes right now. And here's the thing is it tells me avoid losing access to your account in the future. Your content has been removed for going against our guidelines. Avoid losing access to your account and the permanent removal of your posts, followers, messages, and archive. So it's to me, it's very, very disheartening. And then it says that there's nothing I can do about it. I can't protest it. There's nothing here to send a message or anything. It's just like, yo, that's it. We put a hex on your account. And yeah. And the thing is like, I got put in Facebook jail for some dumbass shit not too long ago, a couple of times. Here's another thing that goes to show how the algorithm can really fuck with you. All right. So I had a friend posted a meme, and the meme said, would you run around outside naked for 3 minutes for $70 million? So stupid, right? Would you run outside for 3 minutes naked for $70 million? This is what got me banned. I commented on my friend's post and I said, I would do it for free. Have you seen me naked? And Facebook banned me for sexual solicitation. 1 month ban. Sexual solicitation. Sexual solicitation. Fucking algorithm is so stupid. I wasn't soliciting sex. I said I would do it for free. Another time I got banned for 2 weeks because one of my friends, Brandon Bricks, posted some snarky thing on my comment feed, you know, just messing around. And I messed around back and I was like, man, I'm going to kill you. Banned for violence. No context. So, and to me, like, it drives me crazy because I know there are other comics that are friends of mine that are blowing up in so many other avenues. Like, for example, Johnny Mitchell, who his podcast and everything blew up because he was the comic that was doing stand up here in LA, and some guy got on stage and started punching him and they got into a fist fight. And that video blew the fuck up, and he was very prepared to capitalize on that and collect all these subscribers. And now when you go to his TikTok, his videos are blowing up, man. Hundreds and thousands of views. Same video on Instagram, 3,000 views. No, I spoke to Johnny, and he's one of those guys just like, I don't know, a lot of people try to say about shadow ban, but it could be something else and this, that, and the other thing. And to me, what it sounds like to me is like, I think that a lot of these people are afraid that the phone is listening, and they're afraid to be like, oh yeah, no, yes, I'm totally shadow ban. They're afraid to say that because they think that the fucking phone is going to rat them out, kind of like how when you out of nowhere talk about penis pumps with some person, and then next thing you know, you open up your phone and now it's trying to sell you penis pumps. So anyways, we got Kazim Rahman, my buddy, calling in at about 2:30. Gonna have a nice little discussion with him. Gonna try to give him a taste of his own medicine, because Kazim has a podcast called Tough Choice. You should definitely check it out, where he asks everybody questions. Would you rather questions. And I teed up some would you rather questions that I hopefully find it hard for him to answer, because I love fucking with Kazim. He is the man. So what's up, y'all? Chime in, man. You guys got any questions for me? Any topics you want to talk about? Anything like that? Chime in. I'm going to give you a rundown of my week so far. I've had a very, very cool week. Some of you guys have followed me online. I had the blessing of finally being hired by the Comedy Store, the world famous Comedy Store, to be a feature comic opening for the legend Ali Sadiq. If you don't know Ali Sadiq, you should definitely check him out. He is a legend, man. He is so funny. You've heard him on Joe Rogan podcast. You've seen him on all kinds of TV shows. He's an amazing writer, excellent storyteller, and the fact that I got to open for him was just a blessing, and it was great. It was one of those things where, you know, I left this weekend open specifically so that the Comedy Store in Hollywood could showcase me, meaning that the booker has a showcase set where she'll let you perform and you do 10 minutes, and then she'll kind of like, you know, consider if you'll get passed, or maybe you can be a doorman or whatever. And I've been trying really hard to get on that showcase. And it's just been hard because I've been booked. So every other time they call me up, which I'm very grateful, they would reach out to me and email, hey, are you available for this date? It's like, damn, man, I'm booked. So I left that weekend open and I didn't book anything because my goal was to fly back into LA after being a month on the road. And then hopefully, when I get back, the Comedy Store in Hollywood would be like, yeah, actually, we have a spot for you to showcase this weekend. And I'd be like, yay, I left that weekend wide open. There's another Comedy Store in La Jolla, which is near San Diego. And I've been very fortunate. That Comedy Store has been showing me love. And it was perfect because I landed in LA. And as soon as my friend picked me up in her car and I got in there, my phone rang, and there was the booker. Are you open this weekend? Do you want a feature for Ali Sadiq? And I'm like, hell yes. So right now, man, I'm kind of on cloud nine. It was just amazing to be hired by such a legendary comedy club and to be trusted to open up for such a murderer. And the shows were great. All of you guys that showed up, I really appreciate you. And all you people in La Jolla that purchased merch, thank you so much. I sold a lot of merch that weekend. And those of you that joined my mailing list, I really appreciate that too. And if you're listening, join my mailing list. I made it really easy. All you got to do is text Mike to 206-207-5422. That's 206-207-5422. Text Mike to that number. It'll ask you three questions: your name, email address, zip code. And that way I have your zip code, and that way I won't bombard you with ridiculous emails. And I'll only send an email if either something very big is happening, like maybe I got something going on Netflix, or more importantly, that I'm going to be in your area and I would love for you guys to watch me live. All right. What do we got? LT. Who the hell is LT? LT, I've never seen you here before, or have I? I love when I see new people showing up on the live chat. Welcome, everybody. We're about to get my boy Kazeem Rahman. He's going to be calling up at 2:30 in about 15 minutes. In the meantime, I'm going to be just rapping about all kinds of things right now that are on my mind. I'm not going to lie, I didn't come very prepared for this. But a very, very busy week, as always. You know, last week's podcast, I really enjoyed it with Jay Washington. I thought that was really insightful, informative. It was very good to talk about guns and how we approach guns in this country. I thought it was great that, you know, I got a good idea of how he felt about it. And I think that it was really good because we both educated each other. That's one thing I love about having really good conversations with some people who actually listen and are not stuck to their guns. Because to me, that's everything when it comes to conversations, man. You got to try to, you don't have to stick to your guns all the time. Like me, whenever I have a conversation with someone, I look forward for them to prove me wrong. Tell me that I'm fucking up and that I'm not doing it right. That's the shit I want to hear. I'm not the type of person that like gets into a conversation with someone and then I'm hoping to win the argument. I mean, I will look forward to winning the argument if I know in fact that what I know is right and what you're saying is wrong. But at the same time, I'm always very open, and I thought it was good, you know, and I also thought it was good to dispel some of the misinformation that Jay had about guns, because, you know, I was a Marine and I understand weapons. You know, just like the whole assault rifle thing. People try to say, you know, we need to stop selling assault rifles. And this is where I have to try to clarify. These weapons, like that AR-15 that was used to shoot up the school in Uvalde, the AR-15 is not an assault rifle. It's an assault style rifle. It looks like an assault rifle. So it looks almost like an M16, so to speak, right? But it doesn't operate in the same way. Like, one of the main things that makes an assault rifle is that it can shoot more than one round with each single press, right? Assault rifles are typically fully automatic, meaning you push the button, the trigger one time, and bullets just keep coming and coming and coming out. Or like the M16, you have a 3-round burst. Because in Vietnam, the M16, the first version of it, was fully automatic. And we learned our lesson from that when we lost the war. And, you know, among the other things that we lost the war in Vietnam, one of the things was we used too much ammo. You know, people, soldiers would be out in Vietnam and then they would get trigger happy. Like, they would get shot at and then they would pull the trigger once and it's fully automatic, and then within a second or two their entire magazine is emptied out, but they didn't hit one person. So then they changed the M16 to have it only have 3-round burst and single round burst, and then they taught Marines and people in the military to try to have the concept of one shot, one kill, as opposed to just raining bullets down range, and then like, now your clip is completely empty and you didn't hit one person. So that's an assault rifle. Another thing that makes an assault rifle is a muzzle flash suppressor. A lot of people don't understand this shit. You've seen in movies when people shoot guns and then that big flame comes out at the end. Well, that is a muzzle flash. The bad thing about having a muzzle flash is if you're shooting someone or the enemy and you're in the dark and you're posted up in the bushes and you're trying to ambush somebody, right? And you start firing off those rounds. If you don't have an assault rifle, that flash is going to fucking go off every time you shoot. And what does that do? It gives up your position. So now the enemy knows which tree you are at and they can just light up that tree and take you out. But an assault rifle has a muzzle flash suppressor, meaning that you could shoot it in the dark and they will make no light. That's an assault rifle. So AR-15, not an assault rifle, assault style rifle. And I thought that was really good to try to clarify, you know, and I appreciated that Jay was all like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Thanks for clarifying that. But I thought it was a great discussion. And you guys should tune into it. It's podcast number 69. It's called The Greatest, Goodest, Good Guy with a Gun. And I'm looking forward to having Kazeem on here, because Kazeem is just the opposite of Jay. Kazeem is just ignorant, man. Kazeem is a Nigerian who I always make fun of because he's not smart enough to be Nigerian, man. He is like the dumbest Nigerian I know. And he would say that, you know. LT. Who the hell's LT, man? When I see LT, I'm like, is it LT Slayman? Somebody that I went to high school with who was a killer football player. But yeah, so being shadow banned, I think it's, I don't know. I you know, to be honest, it's my bread and butter. Instagram is part of my bread and butter. And to find out that the system is like, nah, man, we're not sharing your shit because we don't like you or whatever it is. You posted a picture of Pablo Escobar. I mean, I don't know, man. To me, it just feels like dark times, you know, like we're in the lightest dark ages that ever were. You know, it's like the dark ages, but yet we're still illuminated by the screens of our phones. And I don't know about you guys, if you guys have really been like working out much or taking good care of yourself. If you heard this podcast before, I have been struggling with sleep, and but recently I've been getting a hold of it, and it's been good. I kind of reduced my caffeine intake. I think that might have helped. I've been like meditating more. I'm sure that helps. I'm boxing now. So I'm taking boxing classes with the hilarious Malik B. There's another funny comedian that you should follow. Malik B is so funny. He's also a boxer, and I'm taking boxing classes with his ass, and I'm having a good time, man. I'm just doing it for the cardio. Cause to me, man, health is everything. You know, I can tell if I'm not healthy by if I'm not horny. Isn't that funny? I don't know if that's an Arab thing or what, man. That like my barometer for how healthy I am is how horny I am and how often like I'm horny. Like if it's like every other day, I'm like, oh shit, what am I not getting enough of? I need to get some more vitamin D in me or some shit. What the fuck? And when I mean vitamin D, I don't mean dick. Fuck you motherfuckers. I don't know where your fucking brain was going. But yeah, to me, listen, man, I look at my face right now and I'm just like, look at that, bro. No puffs. Look at that. No fucking puffy under the eyes. It's just so funny how, like, if I don't take care of myself, like I can see videos of me doing this podcast. I look like a totally different person, man. My eyes are all low, face is all puffed the fuck out. And then you just eat good and take a boxing class, and then all of a sudden I'm like, damn, bro, I'm like 10 years younger, cuz. World War III is upon us. I hope y'all are ready. I hope y'all have your assault-style rifles. I think when World War III hits America, you're going to wish you had an assault rifle or a tank or a howitzer or some type of shit. My only thing that pisses me off about revolution coming or a war coming, the one thing that pisses me off the most is that I'm not young enough to fight it anymore. Because, bruh, if we go to war right now, man, I'm just going to be like, dude, just kill me. I ain't trying to fucking hump 80-pound rucksack up a damn hill out of breath and trying to fucking shoot some Russians. I'm not about that. That's the one thing that did piss me off, man, because it's just like, when you're young, you aggressive, bro. You aggressive as fuck. Now it's like, if I was to go to war, I'd be like, surrender. I guess I'm Russian now. Let's even get Kazim to call. Who else we got in, man? Check in. I want to know who this LT person is. I love it when like new people show up. And listen, guys, if you're listening to this podcast, I know the majority of you are downloading the audio version, and I appreciate that. But man, come on in. I don't know what it is I got to get you guys to show up live. Please let me know. I probably should get an email for the podcast now that I think about it. I think I might have an email for the podcast. I think it's called publicyemeni@gmail.com. As a matter of fact, when you hear this, I think that's exactly what it is. Send an email to publicyemeni@gmail.com. If you have any questions, concerns, things that you would like to see on the podcast, let me know. And again, I would love to see you guys live. Call in too. My number is right on the screen. It's 313-915-4933. Don't call it anytime. Only call it when I'm live, because I'm not answering that when I'm not live, you know? But yeah, let me see. About to get Kazim to call in. He is on his way to San Diego right now. And I just wanted to play a Tough Choices with my boy. And I teed up some questions. I teed up some questions that are, I think, going to be somewhat hard for him to answer, you know, because he's like very Muslim and shit. But I still want to know who LT is, bruh. I love that we had Tracy started showing up on the live stream. And I'm like so happy that we actually got a female to show up on the live stream. That makes me happy. Come on, Kazim, call in, my bruh. I also found out from my buddy Kazim that I can get my stuff on Sirius XM radio. And I think I'm going to be starting to clip out some stuff and selling it out to XM. I don't know if you guys listen to XM, but, you know, I know I don't, but fuck it. Come on, Kazim. Let's go, buddy. I guess another thing I wanted to talk about was nothing, because I really am completely ill-prepared for this motherfucker. To me, I just feel like nothing was really going on in the world today. You know? I do want to do these videos pretty soon, man. I'm afraid if I do these videos to, like, do content on TikTok, I'm going to end up getting my ass kicked. And I might have talked this on the podcast before, but one of my favorite things to do in real life is to, like, open a door for, like, a very, like, alpha buff dude. Like, when I'm walking into the store and he's walking in with me, I'll open the door for him and I'll very politely let him through. And then as he goes and walks through, I go, ladies first. And then, dude, almost every time these big ass dudes, they won't walk to the door. I fucking love that shit. To me, I find it so funny how we men, like, can sometimes be, like, really in our head about that shit. Like, I was at the open mic yesterday, and it dawned on me, like, we men, we have to sometimes come to grips that we're not good at everything, even though we want to be. And then sometimes life has to show you by having a woman do that thing that you suck at, and she can do it way better than you, and you just have to go right on. And it reminds me of when I was in Indonesia. I was driving on a moped, all right? And I remember driving mopeds in Indonesia is fucking dangerous. It's like a fucking dangerous video game. It's like you're a fucking stuntman, okay? Because there's, like, you got to avoid potholes, sinkholes, roosters running in front of you, babies barrel rolling in front of you, all these little kids wanting to high-five you and shit, people driving on the wrong side of traffic. It's crazy. And I remember I was driving and I was having a hard time making the turns as fast as I wanted to go. Like, I wanted to hit the turn fast, but I was too pussy. Oh, shit. Kazim! I'll finish that story later. Kazim!
Mike Ishak. I thought we were doing 230. My bad.
No. We are doing 230. No. I was just running out of shit to say because I was very ill prepared today. And I'm just like, let's get this guy to call in, bro.
There's always stuff to talk about, Mike. What do you want to talk? You know what I've realized today? Are we live?
Yes, we're live. We're live right now. People are listening.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Did you name your fan base already, or can we call them the Yemenis?
I haven't named my fan base yet. At one point, I did call them Yem Yems.
Yep. Listen, I'm not gonna lie. That's stupid, but it works.
I mean, you're a piece of shit.
It's very silly, but it works, Doc.
Yemenis, you know.
Yem-yems. What's up, yem-yems?
What's up, yem-yems? We got Kazim Rahm on here. I spelt your name wrong on the poster.
No, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. I usually just go, most of the time, especially for these newer comics, and when they have to introduce me, I tell them, listen, it's Kazim Rahman, but if at any point you get nervous, just say Kazim.
Is it really Rahman? I don't know why the Arab in me wants to pronounce the H.
Rahman. Yeah, you want to say Rahman. I'm not Arab. I'm Nigerian.
But I know that, motherfucker. But what I'm saying...
This is how this conversation is about to be, sir.
Okay, hold on a second. But is it Rahman?
Go ahead. Yeah, it's Kazim Rahman.
It's not Rahman.
No.
I'm always saying Rahman.
Yeah.
And you never correct me.
You've never had to introduce me. You said Kazim Rahman?
I always say Kazim Rahman.
Oh, well, maybe I need... Okay, it's wrong.
Are you driving right now?
No, I decided to leave after this instead of also, and this is what I wanted to talk about, what I realized. It's not about, I'm going to leave after we're done with this call, because one, I decided to do that, and two, I still needed to do like laundry, and I have horrible time management, and that's what I'm going to talk about, because you said, what, I think it was
because
you,
one, that's what I wanted to do.
And two, I have horrible time management. So the underlying is if I managed my time better, I would have left by now.
Yeah.
But since I don't, then yeah, I need to get more organized.
You know,
right?
Bro,
because it's not about working harder anymore, I don't think. I think it's about being organized. The organization always wins. Even if you work hard, if you're not organized, I don't think you're ever going to
succeed. I don't think working harder is the thing. It's working smarter.
Yeah.
That's the key.
And working smarter means getting more organized.
Yeah, and when you get more organized, you know, you can work harder because now your output would be more.
Yeah.
You know? But the thing is, man, like we talked about it over dinner the other day, man. It was like you know, we're artists, so we have
lunch, but go ahead.
Well, we have to live. Fuck you. We have to live in the in the ADD realm of like being distracted so that we can come up with these ideas. And I think it's a battle for people like us because me, I can be organized, but I can also be disorganized. And then it's a constant balance of what percentage of my week is going to be organized and what's not going to be organized. Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly having to like every week or every 2 weeks restructure and re-tidy up everything because it's a clusterfuck, man. I can't be 100% organized like some people.
I can be like 90%, but there needs to be some. But I still have to be organized in my disorganization, right? Where it's like, yes, I can plan out and say, okay, I want to record a podcast, but like sometimes before, right, like 30 minutes before the guest comes, I have no questions whatsoever, right? So it's like that where it's, I don't mind the minor disorganization, but I need an overall organized structure if I'm going to do the things that I want to do. And me and you, we want to do a lot of things. It's not like we're just doing one thing, focusing on that. Then we don't have to be organized at all.
Yeah.
But if we're going to do scripts, if we're going to do stand-up, if we're going to do this podcast.
And run our businesses, you know, or our day job or whatever we're doing. Because, you know.
And run our businesses, right?
Right.
So it's like we need, there has to be organization. And then you have to schedule the disorganization. I literally sometimes have to be like, okay, I'm going to do this. And then I'm just going to do nothing and let my mind wander.
Yeah.
And see if I can think of some jokes.
I've had to learn to do that, man. I've had to learn that I have to spend the first portion of my day, the first 6 hours, organized, focused, regimented, structured. And then I do that. And then after that 6 hours of that organized type work structure is done, I clack out, I get high, And I just start gearing up to being a loser for the rest of the day so I can do stand-up and just have my brain, you know?
Exactly. That's perfect, because if you if we use sports as a reference, anytime a team is up by like 40 points in the first half, they're winning that game. They're winning that game. End of discussion. It doesn't matter who you're playing. If whatever team is up by 40, they are winning that game.
Sure. So I don't understand what this analogy means, bro. What the fuck are you talking about?
What you're saying, let me finish talking. Let me finish talking. Let me get there. It's a slow burn, baby.
It's a slow burn to stupidity, bro.
This is gonna go nowhere. Next time we do this, I'm coming to your place. I'll cancel my plans and I'll just come so we can just fucking argue face to face. Anyway, so since you're working 6 hours, you're like boom, 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 6 hours. You're front loading your day. So the rest of the day, you've already technically been productive for the day. 6 hours is how much people work. No one works 8 hours a day.
Yeah, but those 6 hours sometimes is not a full 6 hours. Sometimes that 6 hours is 4 hours of fucking doing nothing and then 2 hours of actual work. Sometimes.
Hey, Mike, that's most people's work day.
Yeah.
Most people's work day is really just 2 hours of hard productivity.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the day, we're just like minorly answering emails and looking up stuff on your phone. No one. That's why a lot of jobs are taken. You can be off on Fridays because we would rather you work hard Monday through Thursday and take off on Friday than have you work mediocrely Monday through Friday.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You're making me feel better about not being as structured, man. And to me, I just find it funny that you reached out to me to find out how to be structured. Because I look at someone like you and I'm like, this guy must be super structured.
I am structured to an extent. I'm structured in some parts, right? When it comes to my podcast, I sat down, I said, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this. If you're telling me to do an episode of my podcast, I know exactly what to do. I know exactly who to get. I know exactly how to control the conversation, right? I know exactly how to edit it. I know exactly how to, you know, boom, bam, boom, publish, ready to go. But if we're talking about, you know, how do I, you know, publish the pod? How do I set the pod? I still publish the podcast each week myself. Like, I still go in the night before and do it. I don't like. What I should do, and there's an option there, is to just, since whatever's done, set the date that it's going to release and then push it out. And then it'll just publish at the time it publishes.
Why?
But I still have to sometimes I still have to be like, oh crap, I forgot to publish a podcast today. So it's in the morning, I'm about to work out, and I'm like, oh crap, I didn't publish a podcast. So I just have to pause my workout and go publish an episode. That I should have done
that's
last night.
The type of shit I hate. So like right now, I've implemented, like we talked about before, my virtual assistant. So like right now, I'm going to be done with this podcast. As soon as I hit done, I will take the video from this. I will render it down to an MP3. It automatically goes into a Dropbox folder that my virtual assistant in the Philippines has. I send her a little quick message to let her know, and she just knows right away she's going to take it and post it and do all that stuff. And like I said, automating those things has been really good because that's a level of structure that's passed off onto somebody else. And then it's a relief. It's a relief to be able to be done with the podcast and then just be done with the podcast. Before I'd be done with the podcast, render the audio, put the audio on this platform, on that platform, and this platform. And sure, maybe it's only another 20, 30 minutes of work. But honestly, it's much better just have that 30 minutes just to think of a dumb joke. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So. What I'm learning now is no matter what the time, every little, it all adds up. Right? Think of it this way. A television show, an episode is only 30 minutes.
Right.
But you can get a lot in an episode with just 30 minutes.
It's not even 30 minutes. It's 23 minutes.
Exactly.
With the because of commercials.
Exactly. Not even that. Yeah. Now with the commercials, it's like 23 minutes. 22, 23.
Now you have 22 pages to get all this story and information out.
Yeah. And you can do a lot, though. So every little minute counts.
Right. That's a very good point. That's a good analogy, bro. You know one thing that's helped me, buddy, in terms of being organized and something that I'm failing at doing, bro? I'm starting to realize that the evening routine is more important than the morning routine for me.
Yeah, that's true.
Because the evening routine...
My morning routine has to be work anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I still have the IT job. So my morning routine is work, but my evening routine is all messed up. You're right. Go ahead. My bad.
What I mean by my evening routine I'm not talking about the meditation that you'll do before you go to bed, which is important that I probably should do and I haven't. Whatever, you know, all those... The part of the evening routine that is paramount to my success for the next day is planning out meticulously my next day. Is going through my reminders of all the stuff that I have to do and going through that list and going, which three out of this gaggle fuck of shit I got to do, I'm going to try to do tomorrow. When do I do it tomorrow? What time do I go to the gym? What time do I have the podcast? What do I do after the podcast? When do I do laundry? Like, if I do all of that shit and I pack my bags for the next day, I pack my gym bag for the next day, and I have my next day completely planned out, bro, that day is fucking locked. I mean, I crush that next day. And to me, I think I need to start saying, fuck my morning routine and just do my... And you know what? I don't even want to do an evening routine. I think for me, it is a late afternoon routine, meaning just before I go out to do stand-up, I prep my next day.
Yeah, because who knows what's going to happen when we do stand-up. Sometimes I'm like, all right, I'm going to do this one mic.
Right.
And then I'm going to get back by 9 p.m.
And then that doesn't happen.
And then I'm back at 2 a.m. in the morning because
Quentin Tarantino was at the comedy store.
And then, yeah, exactly. Yeah, when Quentin Tarantino at the comedy store and he loves attention, all respect to him, but he does love attention.
Yeah.
So whoever wants to talk to him, he'll talk to. And if he feels like he wants to have a conversation with you, he's very long-winded. He's like an Arab uncle, but he likes to talk a lot.
Oh, shit. Speaking of Arab uncles and talking a lot, before I let you go, bro, I want to hit you up with a taste of your own medicine, your own fucking podcast called Tough Choice with Kazim Rahman, not Rahman, ramen noodles.
No.
And I've been promoting your podcast to the listeners just now. So this is Kazim. You definitely should check out his podcast. It's fun. It's ignorant. And I love doing the podcast because it just generates a lot of good debate over really dumb topics, and I love it. So
it really is the dumbest thing alive. It's fun though. It's fun because. It's really just me and some friends talking shit about the dumbest possible things.
Yep.
But it's like you still have to use logic.
Yes. Yes.
Like you can't be this only really the best. Like you're really good on the podcast because you're intelligent
and you
can think about things in nuance, right? Because you're like, okay, well, I will do this, but what about this? Is this an option? What about that? What about these loopholes? You have to be smart to really look at that and really break it down with a fine tooth.
That's interesting. So is that what you gather is from doing this podcast? You can almost tell like the level of critical thinking that some of your guests have or don't have.
Yes,
that's fair.
It's weirdly there are some, especially the, you can tell. And it's like level critical thinking and some people that are better with conversation. There are some people that are amazing on stage, but they suck at a podcast.
Yeah.
And it's not their fault. They just don't, they just know they don't have that muscle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been doing podcasts now for a little over a year, so I'm very warmed up. That's why, like, when I go to other podcasts, and when it's done, those other people are like, "Yo, that was great. You were really good." And I was just like, "Oh, I didn't realize that."
Yeah, because when you do your own podcast, you realize what you like, and you can quickly turn it on because you analyze other people and you can feed off other people's energy.
Sure,
You brought different people on to your podcast,
right?
And have conversations with them, and you become a better listener.
Sure,
when you do your own podcast,
and I think that just helps with our stand up. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Podcast definitely helped with my stand up.
To the questions, buddy. Yeah, to the questions. Here we go. Fucking. Can you hear that? Didn't hear that. Okay, so only. Why are you laughing?
Because the tone was like, man, that was a really good sound effect that you just missed. I feel like I just missed something that you worked on.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that. All right, so first question. I'm an easy one right here, okay? Kazeem Rahman, would you rather be in jail for 20 years or have 20 years shaved off your life?
Be in jail for 20 years or have 20 years shaved off your life?
Yeah.
Am I safe in jail? Am I perfectly fine in jail?
No, this is jail.
Okay, it's still jail. Is it jail or is it prison? What are we talking about here?
There's a difference between jail prison?
Yes.
So you...
County jail, and then there's federal prison.
Man.
Jail is actually more dangerous.
Is jail more dangerous? I thought prison was more dangerous.
Prison is a lot... Most prisons are like high. They have lots more security. People have been there for longer stretches. Right?
Okay.
A lot of people aren't. But jail is like, you know, you get caught. You get caught assaulting your friend's brother, and you go to jail for 4 months. But you're going to be out in 4 months.
But so if you're going in for 20 years, I'm sure you're going to be sent to prison.
That's prison. That's prison. Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Go to jail. Okay. So prison for 20 years or 20 years shaved off your life. I will do the 20 years shaved off my life only because if I'm in prison, you basically have 20 years shaved. I'd rather be free. Jail is still jail. Right?
Yeah.
I'd rather be free and die early than be alive and just be stuck in a box.
Yeah, but you could also be stuck in that box for 20 years, become such an immaculate human being, educate yourself on so many things, come out of there and actually build a better life maybe than you would have if you were just lollygagging around.
I hear what you're saying, but for me, because I know me, I'm probably just going to get a couple prison tattoos and then come out more reckless. Like, I don't think I'm going to better my life in jail.
Like, Kazeem, why'd you get that tattoo on your forehead? Oh, I was trying to stay alive, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to stay alive. Listen, Pookie said, get the tattoo. I'm like, all right, Pookie. Who's Pookie? Who knows?
All right, next question. This one here is all right. Okay. As a Muslim.
Okay. I don't know why you're excited right now, but go ahead. Let's go. Let's do this.
As a Muslim, would you rather eat a plate of bacon in front of your disappointed Muslim mother while dressed as a Catholic priest? Or suck a dick in private and no one will ever know?
I'm going to eat the bacon. I'm not putting a dick in my mouth. What are you talking about? That's not hard at all.
Okay, let's flip it.
That was the question.
Fuck you, let's flip it.
this is one of those scenarios. Sometimes I'll have a question on my podcast and I'm like, yo, this is a hard one. And then Mike Ishak will come on and be like, I picked this one. This is easy. It's a very simple explanation.
Yeah.
And then let's move on. And you're like, God dang it. All right, well.
Fuck, man. I was hoping this was going to be... I was hoping you were going to debate about sucking dick or not, like, you know.
Yeah. My mom's going to be disappointed, of course. My mom's not even going to... I don't think my mom... I think the priest uniform will actually ease her mind, because she's like, clearly he's crazy. Like, she's not kind of... If it was just me in a t-shirt, then she'd be angry. But if I was wearing a priest uniform, she'd be like, okay, he's lost his mind. It's
yeah,
fine.
That's
need to get him some help.
That's a typical, like, immigrant mother thing to do. Like, Arab mothers... Like, I always had this joke, like, back in the day. I always say, like, Arab mothers, if you did something that they have a hard time explaining to the community, they just go, he's on drugs.
Yeah.
He's on drugs.
Yeah, pray for him.
That's it. Pray. He's on drugs. This is what he's on drugs.
Just pray.
So because you're in the Catholic priest uniform, that's when your mom's just like, he's on drugs. Look, he's on drugs.
He's on drugs. Yeah, something's wrong with him.
He probably sucks dick in private. Okay, last one, bro. This one here.
Okay.
This one here, bro. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
As a Muslim.
Oh, no, go ahead. Continue. I'm listening.
Would you rather have the aliens come down here and tell us that they are actually God and they created us, and that all your time believing in a religion was for nothing, or come to the realization that this life was for nothing, you are insignificant, and that when you die, nothing happens because there was no God?
Wait, so you mean either see God or realize there is no God?
No.
Basically,
either find out that God is a big green alien and he tells you that he created you and that you wasted your time being Muslim this whole time.
Okay.
Or realization that there is actually no God.
Oh, you want, would I rather have someone tell me, or would I just come to the realization myself?
Not just someone, man. I'm saying aliens, motherfucker. Did you forget the aliens part?
I'm simplifying it a little.
It's not just someone. It's aliens.
But I just
like the Anunnaki.
I know. I'm simplifying it. I don't know. That's a good question, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Each one has its own pros and cons. I mean, I will say this. I would prefer the aliens, because then I can ask questions.
Because then I can
be like, yo, why did you, but why? If you knew we were down here, right?
And he's just going to vaporize you, right? Bro. He's going to vaporize you for asking a dumbass question.
Hey man, I'm going to go out swinging though with my questions.
So you would much rather find out.
I could have eaten bacon this whole time in front of my mom with a Catholic uniform, and then they just zapped me.
And the alien's like, you are on drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
So for you, you would rather be okay with the fact that God wasn't what you thought it was, just so you can ask questions, as opposed to realizing
either way, in each scenario, God isn't what I think it is. Right?
Well,
so
what do you think God is?
Would you rather?
Like an Arab guy? He's like an Arab guy with a beard?
We are not getting into a philosophical debate on what God looks like. No, we don't put human attributes to God.
I don't know, man. I think Muslims need to start doing that, bro, because I think that's how Christians are winning, bro. Christians are winning because they made God look like the lead singer of Nickelback.
There's no religion that's winning. That's not the thing. No religion is winning.
They're winning, bro.
Mike, no way. It's not, because I can tell the face you're making right now. Like, I'm visualizing, like, no, Kazeem, I think you should probably just go read a book. They're winning, dog. They're winning. Like, I had bacon. Like, they're winning.
Bro, one of these days you're going to have to try bacon, buddy.
No, all right. I've had turkey bacon. I've had beef bacon.
We talked about that. Bro. I told you that over dinner where I was like, if bacon is pussy, turkey bacon is a pocket pussy. Mm-hmm. It's not real.
Okay. Well, less calories. So
So when are you going to try bacon, bro? Would you at least try it?
No, I'm good. I've had it on accident.
Like, no, every Muslim says they had it on accident. It's hilarious.
No, yeah. Sometimes with a burger, you say no bacon. Sometimes with a burger, and then you forget to say no bacon. And then you just have to, like, go back. And I just usually go back and be like, hey, sorry, I'll pay for another one. And usually they'll either give it to me for free or give it to me, like, half off or something like that.
Right. All right, buddy. Well, I got to get going, man. Tell everybody where you're going to be at, how to find you, all that shit.
Yeah, well, this weekend, I'm going to be in San Diego. I'm doing Comedy Heights.
Nice.
So look me up. Catch me online at Kazeem Comedy. That's on Instagram and Twitter, Kazeem Comedy. My podcast, Tough Choice with Kazeem Rahman. It's on all platforms, including YouTube, and we're starting to do a Tough Choice Versus. So that is the video series that we're doing. Mike is he's in one already, and we're gonna release three more with Mike in the coming weeks and months.
And that's fun. And for those of you guys that listen to my podcast, definitely check out Kazeem's podcast and check out the ones with me on it. Not just because I'm amazing, but me and Kazeem really have a lot of fun on the podcast. Like, we challenge each other.
You are one of the best. You are hands down one of the best guests on my podcast.
Who is the other one? Who's another one?
It's you. It's a guy named Mike Perkins.
Oh, Mike Perkins. Okay.
And then, yeah, you and Mike Perkins are, and a girl named Roxy Hayes. Those, in my opinion, those three, anytime I have either of you three on, I'm like, all right, well, I got to be prepared. Mike is he comes from improv, so he can literally take one little nugget and then just run with it for like 5 minutes straight.
Yeah. I have an improv background, but I'm not like super, super strong. I bet you Perkins is on another level.
You and Roxy just argue with me, and it's great, but it's frustrating on my end, but it turns out to be good for the podcast. There's too many loopholes you both find, and I'm like, God dang it.
Have you ever thought about having two guests on?
I need another microphone. That's the only problem. I'm lazy. I need you to buy another microphone. That's the only problem. Yes, I have thought about that. And, I'm lazy, bro. I need to get organized.
All right. Well, buddy, have fun in San Diego. I love that place. I love the Comedy Heights show. So you're doing three shows this weekend, right? You're doing Twigs on Saturday. You're doing Bay Bridge Brewing on Friday.
Bay Bridge on, and then I'm doing tonight, Wednesday, I'm doing a bar show called Candies.
Oh, man. So she's got a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday now?
No. I'm doing a different show. Friday, Saturday, still Comedy Heights. I'm doing a separate show on Wednesday, and then I'm just going to, like, chill out on Thursday and see the sights and stuff like that.
All right, buddy. Well,
I'm going to go to a museum. I don't know.
It's okay. All right, Kazeem. I love you, bro.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
Thank you, buddy. I'll see you, man.
Later.
Peace.
Bye.
Yeah. That's what's up. Kazeem Rahman, man. Give everybody Kazeem a motherfucking applause. Where the fuck's my applause button? Fuck. I don't see it. Fuck it. I'll just do a Joe Biden.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, I got to get going. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I will be way more prepared next week. But thank you to Kazeem for breathing some life to the second half of this podcast. Guys, until next week, stay sexy, and I love you guys. Thank you. I'll see you guys next week. Deuces!